So hello everybody, and today is another Creative Entrepreneur Success Club meeting. I've lost track of exactly what week it is. I think it's the first week of the last month, but I'm not positive, and we'll have to confirm that. But I'm excited to dig in. There's a lot of content today, and it's all about networking. But first, I want to do an exercise, as I try to do every time, in order to focus and jog people's memories and the kind of brainstorming that we don't usually have time to do in our regular lives. So this is a 10-10-10 brainstorming exercise. Another coach I know, Belinda Proin, invented, I believe. And so we're going to do three different sections. There's going to be 10 items in each section. And the first, and this relates to... this definitely relates to networking. So I will let you know so you can set your paper up in the way you might like. The first part of the exercise is going to be, what are 10 places you could go speak in front of your ideal clients? The next part of this, and Caddy, this applies to you too, because all of us do work that I know on this call, and most businesses can do informational or educationally based teaching. You can find a way to present what you do in a format that gives people tips and a little bit of a tease that's educational. So 10 places you could go to speak in front of your ideal clients. The second one will be another 10 list, which will be 10 places you could go to network and meet referral partners, clients, and colleagues. And the last section will be, who are 10 people that would make great referral or joint venture partners with you? Okay?
10.
Okay, so we're gonna have a couple minutes for each of these, and you only get six, it'll be more than you might have had. So
all right,
let's start. And what I'll do is I'm going to mute you while you're doing this, and you can always unmute yourself if you have a question. Okay, so we're going to do the first one, which is, what are 10 places you could go speak in front of your ideal clients? Starting now.
Thank you.
All righty then. So now we're going to move on to the next 10 list, which is where are 10 places you could go to network and meet referral partners, clients, and colleagues. Starting now.
Oh, God.
So now that was 2 minutes for that, but I want to know, is this like a ridiculously short period of time for each of these brainstorming lists, or is it okay?
I think it's okay. It's just tight enough, and some of them are like bleeding over. I mean, there is crossover in these lists, so.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
That's how I was feeling, too, and then I've sort of frozen. I don't know that if you gave me more time, it would help.
Well, you can always continue on your own, but this is a jump start. So now there's one more. Mm. Who I'm looking over my shoulder to read. Who are 10 people that would make great referral or joint venture partners for you? Okay, starting now. Yeah, Kathy reminded me. I have to unmute myself, too. All right. Oh, let me put my smoothie jug down. Hold on there. I loved how, before I muted everybody, Kim, at one point I heard you when I introduced, like, the second 10 list. I heard you go, oh, God.
Yeah, that was me.
On the roof. I love it.
An unedited response.
Any discoveries, ahas, you know, do you feel this was useful? If so, how? If not, why?
Well, the reason I was groaning is because I feel like I'm sort of at a place with Shift POV, my card game, that I've been to a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I have to go deeper in and try to access what else might be available. So that was my initial groan. It's like, shit, I did this last year, and all these places I've more or less hit up already. And so anyway,
well,
it was good. I came up with more than I thought I would.
Well, it's good, though, that you had that reaction, because that's exactly what I think the curriculum today is going to address, so that networking can be, you can connect it more easily to monetizing, right?
Yeah.
It's, if you systematize your network follow-up and the way you handle networking, it's going to make more sense as part of your part of your marketing plan, and you'll get results, more results, hopefully.
Sorry about the sirens.
Oh, well, go out there and stop it, would you? So, Kathy, you have any reactions to this? Any thoughts? Any insights?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting, the places to network and the places to speak were kind of like three, maybe four, and then just frozen in my brain, because it's like, I don't know where are my clients, right? But an excellent exercise to start really focusing in on that, because if I want to find the clients, I have to start looking for them, because start the Easter egg hunt, right?
That's exactly right.
But the biggest sort of light bulb moment was for the people who could be either referral partners or, you know, or JVs, right?
Right.
So immediately, the one professional organizer that I know, blah, blah, because there you go. There are clients that she doesn't take for whatever reason that might be appropriate for me, and vice versa, people that aren't right for me that might be right for her. But then the rest of the list came very quickly to me, and people I hadn't thought of bringing this up to in the past.
You know, that's
who are
really
in positions, maybe from the past, I haven't talked to in a while, or they've changed careers or in something that's a little closer to what I, you know, to being around people who could use my services. So I was like, wow, I never thought to actually reach out directly to these people and sort of pitch my, you know, services to them as a, you know, in the referral sense.
So, oh, that's great. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And you also raise an interesting point, which actually came as a bit of a shock to me, but, you know, we think in terms of who's my competitor, and, you know, if we, maybe that's not the best person to network with, when on the contrary, the best people to network with, it turns out, are people who do what you do.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it differently, first of all.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be right for everybody. And they're going to have the kind of list that people who buy one kind of thing tend to buy a lot of it in different forms. So.
Yes, right.
Right? People who are
as a professional organizer, I definitely agree with that.
You know, people who are obsessed with, I got to get organized, they will be on multiple lists of people who do that. So
right.
They're actually good people to do joint ventures with, like, trade, having interviews for each other's, websites or blog, as a blog, you know, a vlog, you know, whatever it is, a video vlog. And the way you do that is on the opt-in page, when it's for her, the people who sign in or opt in go to your mailing list, and when it's for you, the vice versa, they go to hers.
Oh.
And that's how you start to grow your list. So if you're actually, it was kind of interesting, don't be afraid of people who do something very similar, but actually join forces with them.
Well, in my business, too, most of us are individual workers. We're individual consultants, and there are jobs that are just too big for one person.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now that's going to bring us to the content. So I will share the screen. Do you all see this handout that is actually there for you to download now? I would like you to see more of it. There we go. Except that then I don't see the controls. So hopefully things won't go haywire, but it's not like there are that many of us. So today we're going to talk about networking. And to start out, a little definition here. Networking equals leaving your house and meeting new people. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And I think that shift of consciousness can be very productive in terms of any place you go, you might see an opportunity you otherwise might not see.
Yep.
That's all it is, leaving your house and meeting new people. And there are four kinds of people you look for when you go networking. They're not all necessarily going to be potential clients. In fact, networking events are probably one of the weaker ways to find clients. Conventional wisdom in the inspiration economy tends to espouse that speaking is the best way to get in front of the most potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
So going to networking events, putting the stress on yourself to find clients is usually not so good, because you can also look for referral partners. That is, as we were saying, other business owners. And they can send clients your way. Support network, potential friends, acquaintances, other business owners who could support you in your business needs. You may end up working with them, writers, marketing experts, assistants. After all, you could end up being potential clients for them because they'll feel a need for you. Leads for speaking events. This is great. One good thing to do is to go and let people know that you're looking for speaking events or workshops. I know, doing a Shift POV workshop that you want to fill. Let people know you're looking for speaking events and the types of organizations you want to speak in front of, and ask them if they can connect you with anyone looking for speakers. But also ask people where they go to network. Ask people where else they go to network. That's a way to find out more of that. And also, I kind of said it already. Places they think would be appropriate for you to speak. Ideally, they'd be able to connect you with someone. But even if they can't, it might be a stone that has been left unturned that could turn out to be lucrative. And the fourth, of course, are clients, people who'd be interested in buying your services. All right. It's rare that they're at general networking events. And often what I'm finding is, and this has really shifted things for me, you need to you need to get them into some kind of sales process, whether it's a nurture sequence in your email list, your newsletter, or having a conversation on the phone that is not a sales conversation. Start a relationship with them before you try to sell to them. Duh.
Yeah, right.
I actually had to, learn that. And all of a sudden, it's so much easier to pick up the phone.
Mm.
You know? So before you go in to a network event, I guess I want to ask, what happens for both of you? I don't know, Kathy, have you done much formal networking?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I mean, other than not formal, none.
Well, actually,
all informal.
I'm going to to skip around a little bit here because I want to go into the types of networking events. We'll go back up to how to prepare and how to handle one after that. But first, you got your formal events. And examples include National Association of Women Business Owners, National Association of Professional Women, meetups, networking mm-hmm. for professionals. I think in New York, there's something called Bernardo's List that I have to check out that has all the networking events in the area. There might be something that's local to you.
Yeah, right.
Check out bernardoslist.com. In other cities, try looking at your local Chamber of Commerce, which is interesting, for events. And I kind of mentioned before, the best way is to ask someone who's at a networking event where they go to network. Also, ask people at the events which ones they like and why.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even find somebody. I think it's great going with someone. I hate going to these big cocktail-y things by myself. Go with a networking buddy. Or you might find somebody who at a networking event who then from then on you might actually go to events with. And questions to ask at these formal big events. Kim, have you been to these kinds of things? Can you give some?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, questions to ask. What made you decide to do? I guess this would be referencing the kind of business that they're in.
Yeah, the questions to ask at these formal events. But
yeah,
give us a couple. But actually, what I was asking was, what are some examples of actual formal networking events you've been to?
Well, there are a number of, there's all kinds of conferences around. I've been a speaker and done like breakout sessions with a number of them. I've done about 8 or 9 now
mm-hmm.
as a speaker. And
oh, that's very cool.
Oftentimes, one of the reasons is not just the speaking, but it's also you get into the event that way for free.
Win-win-win-win-win.
Yeah, it is, as long as you're focused.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be very gregarious at these events, and I had to learn about halfway through that just getting somebody's business card is not really a win. You have to write down information about them on the back, otherwise it's
right.
like, who's this person? How did I get this card?
That's a perfect
why
segue.
Why is this important?
Perfect
it's to be
segue.
Organized about it. And I started setting goals.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to get 3 coffee dates out of this conference. Once I started doing that, things got a bit more focused.
You can fucking teach this class for me, for Christ's sake.
Well, it's only because I've been in the networking trenches.
Good. I know. And you're apps. So we're going to get to all of that stuff. This is just, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being gregarious. But you're right. Follow-up is absolutely key.
It's got to be focused. It can't
you
just be a social
event. You make me feel like I
want
to skip right to follow-up. Regardless, you know, when you follow-up things that you need to do, you know, you're going to be getting a lot of business cards. And like Kim says, as you obtain these business cards, I highly recommend writing on the back of them.
Yeah,
where do I
right.
have that? Do I have that somewhere? Write what you're going to do in terms of an action to follow up. For instance, you're going to put them all in your database, right? Not your mailing list necessarily, but hopefully you have like a Google group for networking. You can get somebody to do that for you because it's so fucking hideous. you know, I highly recommend getting a student or intern to do that. There are 2, Google address book is free. HiRise is a really good, I guess, CRM client. Well, I don't know. It's a good way to keep track of people.
Client relationship management.
Yes.
The one I referred you to, but you had some trouble finding the free one, was Zoho.
Zoho, yeah. And I've already started working with HiRise, but
yeah.
So
the same sort of thing.
the kind of thing you're going to write on the back is if you've remembered to ask them if you can send them tips or whatever, or that's kind of code for can I add you to my newsletter. Those people, you have to note that on the back of the card so that the contacts that requested it are going into the newsletter list. And then the other things that you promised, you want to write on the back of the card. You want to follow up accordingly as you wrote. You know, for instance, you said, I'm going to send you my free, I have a free gift that would be really good for you on how to make a decision, right? Or maybe you said, let's get together for coffee. So you want to make sure you know that. Or maybe you said, I know somebody who would make a great client for you or someone you should meet. So you want to note on the back of the card, you're going to connect them with so-and-so. You may have thought of someone who would be a good referral for them, a referral partner. Or you may have just agreed to keep in touch by email, okay?
One thing that I did this past month was I volunteered to be on the sort of the founding committee or the Get It Started committee for a women's business conference that a friend of mine is putting together. And I'm careful about volunteering for XYZ, but one of the reasons I did that is because when I meet women business owners, I can say, oh, there's a conference coming up in 2017. I think you'd make a great keynote, or, we could have you on the vendor floor or one of those. And so it's not just my business I'm promoting then. It's this conference opportunity for them. And so it's like, how can I create immediate potential value for this person?
And it gives you some currency for sure.
That's right, some currency. Yep.
Absolutely. That's great. But you're right. You have to be very choosy because, the thing about, and I've had to learn this, the thing about giving things away for free, it has to be from a place of excess.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have time to give, or it has to be, there has to be an exchange of some sort,
Yeah.
So that is a very good point. And continuing on with the follow-up, you want to do it within 3 days of the networking event, if possible. And try to do it right away, if you said you were going to have a meeting with them. And, of course, you don't want to run all around the planet.
Sorry.
Jesus, what's going on? Your arm is burning. You try to make these first meetings Skype or, sometimes people say, let's get together for a drink. And what you could end up doing, if you don't have good boundaries around it, as you meet people who you want to have meetings with and get to know, is run all around the friggin' planet and spend a lot of money, and you don't want to do that. So as much as possible, suggest a Skype meeting, a web-based meeting, or if it's in your neighborhood, right? If they live in your neighborhood, great, all right? Or if they offer to come to you. If it's definitely a potential client and they're already warmed up, you want to set up that sales conversation with them. And here's a very interesting ploy. These are the rules for if people don't get back to you and you're just, blown in the wind, okay? They don't return your phone calls or whatever. It doesn't mean they're not interested. It means they need more engagement. So there is a follow-up rule. You want to follow up 3 times, 2 emails and 1 phone call.
Mm.
Right? And if they don't respond to that, there is something called a hot list you want to put them on, which is so counterintuitive. You would think it would be the cold list.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the hot list. And this is the list that you'll contact before your next event. Right. Because they need more, they needed more exposure to you. I'm going to skip down to what that is, a hot list. People who don't get back to you. They are a list of people to invite to your next event because they need more engagement, or maybe you forgot to ask permission to send them a newsletter, whatever. That's your hot list for mailings, actually. So in terms of the email intro sequence after an event, especially, I guess, for those you didn't get permission to put on your list, yeah, I guess that would make sense, because if they're going to already be on your newsletter list, you've already got some contact with them on a regular basis. If you don't get that permission, you send three emails, and the first would be, hi, we met the other night, and pertaining to what we were talking about, here's a great, there are different things you could write about, a great tip, ask them if you'd like more information like that, just reply, and I'll get you more, you know, if you like, I can send you occasional tips, and then you can add them to your newsletter. Your second email would be, again, the same sort of thing. Here's another great tip. Would you like to get more? And third email, hi, we met the other night. Here's a gift. Here's a free article. Send them a PDF. Send them something. If you'd like more like this, just reply. And if they don't, then they go on the hot list. So I love systems.
Mm.
You know, I know sometimes they get boring and you forget about them, but man, if you can keep them front and center, it just cuts through all the mental self negative talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you do with these people, with these names, and you are automatically nurturing them. I'm going to skip back up to the second, to the different kinds of networking events, the three different ones. They're the formal events that we've been talking about. And questions to ask at formal events are, how did you get started in your business? What made you decide to do whatever did you do? What is your favorite thing that you like to do in your business? I don't know why the profession X there. It shouldn't be bulleted. It's part of the thought before. Well, okay, what kinds of people are good to refer to you? Like, you know, givers gain, as they say at BNI. Find out how you can help them. How can I best help you? What's the best way to talk about your business? Let them give you a script, right? Mm. And how long have you lived here? Right, these are all great, and be, as far as I'm concerned, you have that script, but I think these scripts are grounding. You can be as gregarious as you want as long as you engage fruitfully, and I think these questions are a good way, are a good hook. Then there are informal events, okay, and why do I have questions asked before describing an informal event? But basically, I threw this handout together right before the phone call, basically. So forgive me. Yes. Informal events, parties, right? Bar mitzvahs.
Sure.
Right? Anything. You know, going to the beach, right? Anything. Happy hour. Caddy. Caddy helps manage a bar and does some bartending. And what, you are just in an ideal situation.
That's right.
Right? So you want to ask about their family, their friends, recent vacations, movies, how long you've lived here. Well, yeah, I don't have to tell you any of this stuff. You know, small talk is a way into what matters to them. And if you have the intention, and this is where it gets important, to set an intention, which I think that's at the top of this, you're gonna get what you want. If you, before you go to anything, whether it's formal, informal, get clear about what you want that month. If it's three new clients, you want to say, okay, I'm going in here with the intention of meeting three people who could lead me to a new client. It doesn't, you know, it could be, I'm going, like you say, Kim, I am going to get five business cards,
mm-hmm.
right? Just an intention. And you want to get grounded. set that for yourself before you walk into the event. Inevitably, conversation will come around to it. You don't even have to force it. The power of your intention will bring the conversation around to what it is you need, and it'll create the connection. So that I wanted to skip back up today to that. We were talking about informal events, right? Mm-hmm. Sample script. Hi, I run a business where I help young women, age of 19 to 25, figure out their perfect career choice. And I work with women. When they say this, when they ask what you do, I work. You want to get that elevator speech,
yep.
So that your wake up in the morning problem is really clear as you're speaking. You know, I work with women to figure out what their true purpose is, you know, and ask, you know, if they go, oh, wow, that's so cool. I know somebody who would be interested, whatever. Then I guess, you know, if it's right, you can ask them free gifts, newsletter. Don't push, because there are alternate ways to follow up, you know, and I think you'll recognize the openings as they come. I've had to learn so hard not to feel like I failed in some fucking way if I, you know, if I didn't get people to say yes, put me on your newsletter right away. All right. Now this is something Kim and I are also very familiar with: networking events you join and pay for and visit each week. Right. And these are really good if you're shy. I don't think there's anybody here who has that particular problem. Well, actually, you know, I do a little bit. And I know. I think Kim, you and I are.
Yep.
Introverted
yep.
extroverts. And
yep.
I think, you know, Caddy, I don't think you need this personally, but there are people out there who really hate these big general cocktail party. People like structure. People mm-hmm. like, you know, at networking events that offer some structure, an activity. And these things, these kinds of groups do that, right?
Yeah.
They become your allies, the people who are members. You learn how to speak in front of them. You have to speak for 1 minute about what you do every week. So examples of that are BNI, something called Gotham Networking, which I don't, you should Google. PowerCore, something you should Google. I have not really investigated these. But here's the thing. You don't have to ante up. You don't have to join them right away. The key is to visit as many as you can. First of all, they only take one person from any given profession. So, Caddy, if you go to a group, for instance, they already have a professional organizer, you're probably not going to be able to join anyway. But
right.
you are going to get to meet people and talk about your business in front of them, right? And if you're serious about joining one of these, it's really important to go around and visit a few, because some of them, you know, they have all kinds of people who are good for lawyers to network with, you know what I mean? Or like if you're a holistic person or you do woo-woo stuff like spiritual readings, if you go to one of these groups and they're full of really corporate types, that's not going to be a good fit.
Hmm.
Whereas if you go to another of these types of groups and there's an acupuncturist, right, and there's a life coach and there's a massage therapist and there's, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be more likely, because the people, again, the people that who go after them are open to alternative modalities, right? So you have to get a hit on the demographic before you spend your money, because like BNI, it could be like what, $1,000 a year. I mean,
yeah,
they're
pretty prices.
It's steep, you know.
Yeah,
but
steep.
But people get stuff out of them. I know a lot of people who've done really well with these.
I actually had good experiences with the BNI group that I was with for a while.
What was the best thing about it for you?
Well, I got some tangible clients. I got a really nice piece of work with a company in Boston that turned into multiple paid gigs, which was nice.
Yeah.
And also it was just really good practice, because up here in the boonies at the end of the meal train, there are a lot of, well, at that time too, I think there healing modalities, that kind of thing. They were just finding their feet as businesses. So there weren't a lot of those. And what I was bringing into the room with experiential learning design, that kind of thing was sort of, that was their idea of airy fairy. So it was good. That was really good for me to have to articulate and make like Joe Real Estate and Bob Insurance understand what I was doing. And it was, you have to talk about your business every week. So you have to find some new element of it, some way to keep it alive, some story to tell. It was challenging that way, but really beneficial.
Right.
Yeah. And I joined it because I needed to find language to describe what I was doing that would make it understood to these people. And the other piece that's great about BNI is that if you join that group, they are automatically your marketing team. You know, you have to go out, you have to have one-on-ones, you have to figure out how to benefit the person that you're talking to.
That's
good.
I mean, Kathy, you know, for you, whether you join one of these things or not, you go, and I got to tell you, the meetings are at the crack of the ass of dawn most of the time.
Oh, yeah, right.
There are a few that meet a little later in the day, but they're like 7 a.m., a lot of them. But all of them are going to have realtors, you know. They're going to have people who are your ideal referral partners, you know, JV partners. So
listening to you guys describe it, too, it really does sort of set in. I mean, yes, I worked on the script myself for, like, more elevator pitching stuff, but I think that freshness of doing it every week, being held accountable to, like you were just saying, Kim, to think of more stories and be able to resell yourself. You can't use – if you start saying – when I started saying the same thing about – you become robotic.
Yeah.
I am someone who comes in and assesses your life situation, and then we'll clean out something.
And you have no connection to it. Yeah.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
So inclusively sounds like a very – I'm going to research and check in on these things and see, because it also – I don't like doing things I don't know how to do perfectly.
Oh, you know, supposedly that's a female trait.
Yeah.
And we've got to get over it. Men are more willing to bluff and then just learn on the job.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh. For some reason, this is for us an Achilles heel. We think we have to be perfect before we get the job, and that's not true.
Right, but by going to this sort of like a group that's a network already, like a structured networking situation where it's kind of a training, a boot camp.
Exactly. And you do have to show up.
I'm not
going to
feel uncomfortable going to the formal. Right, yeah.
But go to a bunch of them for free, man, because I bet you'll get a lot out of that, too. And you'll get a sense of whether it's for you, you know. I think they also have subs. You can sub for somebody.
I'm actually going to do that next month.
And then you don't have to pay.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to talk about her business for a little bit, and then I get to talk about mine.
Yeah.
So.
Subbing is a great way in. I think you can only sub once for any given group, though, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. That's
okay.
It still gets you around. Be clear about that, because I know there was one guy, a jewelry dealer, who was subbing constantly in our group, and finally BNI caught on, and he was kicked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ain't supposed to do that. That's like belonging to a group for free, basically.
Right. Right.
Terribly clever. Those are the three kinds of events that you can find, and and there are probably many more. You know, I think, you know, for instance, there's Althea is a women's sports clothing line, and they in Soho, and they do free exercise classes at night.
Ooh.
You know? So even a yoga class is a networking opportunity, depending
Definitely.
On what you're doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's a place to go and meet people, talk about what you do, find out what they do. Right, anything like that. Even I'm kind of exploring. I'm not sure quite whether, but going to the Apple Store, they have free workshops, so you can learn to use the phone on your, you know, the camera on your phone, and possibly meet some other people who are interested. So there, you can be creative, right, and find places. I just want to say one last thing, and then I want to take any questions or any thoughts that either of you have. And this is the woo-woo part. Marketing karma is indirect. You can't predict where you will receive it from. In other words, you know, that's really, really, if you keep that front and center, I think it's powerful. You may give somebody great referrals. They may get work from knowing you. They may not return. They may never thank you. And that could be a real pissy thing. But all of a sudden, your phone is ringing. You know, all of a sudden, you've got, oh, there's an echo now. You find that all of a sudden people are asking for sales conference. It's weird. It's just a cosmic thing. You know. Everybody there? Hello? I wonder if everybody got cut off. So
nope, I'm here. We can hear you. I had muted myself.
Yeah,
is Kim there?
That's, yeah, I can hear you. But, it, you know, it's easy to get frustrated with networking events, I think, especially if you are a giver. But I think it helps to remember that you're planting seeds and what goes around comes around. You know, that's basically what I'm saying here. So we've got a few minutes. Kim, do either you or Caddy have anything you want to tease out? Or anything you want to celebrate? Because we didn't do that at the top of the hour. I have a feeling we lost Kim. I don't know why. Let's see here. No, she's muted for some reason. Maybe something's going on she doesn't want us to hear. But Kim can unmute herself. She's a big girl. So, Caddy, anything going on that you're thinking that is on your mind?
I did. I had somebody give out my name as a referral. and it was a very interesting, like, I just went in, like, open to might get it, might not. I didn't put any pressure on it. Walked in and just said, this is what I would do here. This is what I would do here. Walk me around. Show me this. You know, and by the time it was an hour long, you know, consult, by the time I was walking out the door, it was, okay, so what day are you coming back to start work? It wasn't,
yeah,
there wasn't even like a think about it.
Yeah, I wonder who that person was.
I know. An amazing, amazing friend. Can you? Are you comfortable?
I can, absolutely. I referred Caddy because I know she's a brilliant organizer. And, So you made me look good. You did, and you're good at what you do. That, you know, that's another thing. You don't want to refer people if you don't really know their work a little bit. You have to know what they do and feel confident because, you know, your reputation's on the line too, right?
Exactly. And I know that, and I'm sure you knew this too, but she had worked with one in the past in her, and I don't. She didn't go into any detail about how it went, but it seemed like it wasn't quite the right fit for her, for whatever reason. And so the first day I went into work, the big win this week was we did a bookcase and it was 5 shelves high, 3 wide. So big boy and crammed with junk stuff, lots of, not junk, but, you know, just lots of odd things sort of all mucked together.
Right. Well, I think the main thing, Caddy, is that you're hands on and that's what she needed. You're very
hands on. And I stopped. I've learned the lesson of, how does this person need it to work for them? It doesn't matter how I think it should work for them.
Uh-huh.
What do they need? And my first question to her was, what's your Dewey Decimal System? Because everybody groups their books together very differently. And so we went through it, and then we got everything together. We made it all look
right.
Pretty.
All right, well, this is going into a bit of story about the way you work, which is terrific. But basically the celebration is you got a referral, and it worked out. And I'm not shy about saying it was me because, guys, please put the word out. you know, I really want to grow this group. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, I think it's worthy. So I just put that out there. You know, anybody who's interested in joining the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, I'm starting to skew my focus more and more towards entrepreneurs with ADHD. Because just veering towards classically creative people with, for instance, like they may be doing a business, but they have a theater background, you know, finding people in the arts who understand that investing in coaching is worthwhile because, you know, artists Sometimes they don't get that their art is a business, and so if it's not paintbrushes right. or acting classes, they don't think it's worth investing, right? So I'm kind of shifting niches now a little bit, but I still consider this creative, the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, but I'm particularly looking for entrepreneurs whose ADHD keeps them from having a life or perhaps doing the things they're really good at and delegating the rest. And Kim is back with us.
I'm really sorry about that. I apologize. That there was a client that I haven't been able to talk to, and we've just had too many hits or misses, and I thought, shit, I better just take the call because it'll be 3 days before I can get back to her. So
that's what mute is for.
That's what mute is for.
Hey, no worries.
I worked it well. All right, thank you.
Absolutely no worries. So do you have anything?
Well, we're going to get a copy of this thing we're looking at, right? I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it on Facebook, so I just prefer like a PDF, if you wouldn't mind just sending that off.
Yeah, I'll send that to you. I will tell you, though, that if you go to the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, there's and you look across underneath the banner or the cover, you'll see discussions, members, a tab for files. Click on that.
All right, let me see if I can do that right now.
Yeah.
Tab for files.
This should be at the top, I think.
Okay, I'm going to go to create. Okay, Entrepreneur Success Club. All right. Files. Ah, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Good. I'll do that.
Good. Please do that. Yeah, I'm going to train everybody to learn to look at the different tabs on there because we all underuse our technology, you know, and it's convenient. So, yeah, go ahead and download it from there.
Okay.
So that's about it. That's it, unless somebody else wants to give a shout-out, ask something, whatever. Since, Kim, you went away, did you have anything you wanted to say or ask?
Well, let's see. I guess I'm going to look back at that. I think it was all pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Maybe if you could just briefly, I had to bail out when you were explaining marketing karma is indirect.
Oh, well, you know, what goes around comes around. So basically I was saying, you know, sometimes I talk to people and they're feeling really down about networking because they say, you know, and I gave this guy a referral and he got a client. He didn't even thank me. And they don't stop to think that week, all of a sudden, they had two people call them interested in their business. It's not direct.
Right.
You don't know.
It's not direct. Right.
And you can really burn out on networking if you think it's a tit-for-tat thing and go about it.
Yeah, because it's just not.
It's just
okay,
not.
Good. That's what I thought it was, but
right.
Okay, yeah.
There it
okay.
is.
There it is. All right.
All right, ladies, thanks so much for making this happen.
We
will not be seeing each other next week. I'm going to put the dates for the next for the rest of this quarter's meetings on the Facebook page, okay? And I will pin that post so you'll be able to see exactly when they are going to be. All right. So without further ado, oh, and I hope you're getting together with your accountability buddies. Don't let that slide. You know. Don't you keep touching base.
Yes.
All right. All right. So I'll see you in a couple weeks. Yep. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.